I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New danger in the Southern California wildfire zone. The National Weather Service has reissued a warning for up to 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts, which could fan the flames and spark new fires. The death toll is up to 25, and first responders continue to search for 30 people still missing. CAL FIRE's Robert Foxworthy.
It's a considerable amount of structures to search, thousands, and it's going to be a long process.
Several people who lost homes or businesses in the Palisades fire are suing LA's Department of Water and Power.
The suit alleges the largest U.S. municipal utility allowed a huge water reservoir to go dry since last February. Firefighters saw hydrants run out of water shortly after the fire started.
CBS's Jim Crisula. A Senate confirmation hearing gets underway in half an hour for Pam Bondi, President-elect Trump's runner-up choice for Attorney General. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
She is the Florida Attorney General. She'll not only be testifying today, but also tomorrow as well, which really just speaks to how important that position is. And I expect senators to really grill her on issues related to everything from the rule of law, but also any orders that Trump could give.
Mr. Trump's first choice for the job was Matt Gaetz. Inflation picked up last month. A brand new report from the Labor Department shows the Consumer Price Index rose 2.9% in December from a year ago. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's about energy for the month of December. According to the government, energy accounted for over 40% of the monthly increase in the CPI.
Gas, eggs, and used cars leading the way. A ceasefire deal for Gaza may be close, but critics say it doesn't go far enough. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The relatives of hostages held in Gaza are holding out hope.
We know that the next few hours are critical.
But Shay Dickman, whose cousin was killed in captivity, is also concerned only the first stage of the deal is on the table, which calls for only some of the hostages to be released.
We are very disturbed by the fact that 465 days after October 7th, we have not yet agreed upon all of the hostages coming home.
The family of a black driver in Louisiana who died after he was beaten by white state troopers during a traffic stop is devastated that federal prosecutors have decided not to bring charges. Ronald Green's mother, Mona Hardin.
I kept hoping that Louisiana would do what's right by what happened to my son and correct this terrible wrong.
Body cam footage was withheld for 2 years. Dow futures up 651. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The cold persists, but a warm-up is near. We've got another cold one today with temperatures going up tonight and possibly hitting 40 by Friday. There is a chance of snow tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County Sheriff's deputies rescued a woman from a burning vehicle following a two-car crash in Union Grove. The incident last week, captured on body camera, shows deputies pulling an unresponsive driver from a Honda and putting out those flames. Charges against Joseph Lee, the 35-year-old Racine County jail inmate who was killed, have officially been dismissed. The move is procedural following his death. Devontae Caraway is facing homicide charges for Lee's death in the lockup. And Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on March 15th, featuring plans to dye the harbor green. Community groups are invited to participate with signups available on the city's website. Racine has their St. Patty's Parade the same day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over nine attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally. And I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Middle of the week. I'm Dan Marcus, here to get you from the middle of the week through today and to the end of the week with WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch
but my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Sweet as the punch.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, and how about them Badgers? Big Ten win over Ohio State last night at the Kohl Center in Madison. It was only 2 points, but hey, it was an important 2 points. So, yeah, big win, and now we take that to Los Angeles, perhaps. I'm still waiting for confirmation that the game will happen in Los Angeles. It may be moved or postponed, not sure, and that's just me speculating, guessing, question mark. So stay here, we'll keep you posted as to when the next Badger game is, exactly. Is it still on for Los Angeles, or does something change? We'll let you know here, because you can hear the game on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes, and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male, billed monthly.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Back-to-back rock and roll pioneers, Buddy Holly, and here's Elvis, WRJN.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Ghetto.
People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. His mama cried.
I need love, love to ease my
easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep waiting, I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy, it ain't easy. But mama said you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said trust, give it time, no matter how long it takes, you can't hurry love.
You can't hurry love, you gotta let it simmer. As Diana Ross and the Supremes, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, I'm Dan Marcus. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We'll have a warm-up tonight with snow heading our way. It'll still be cold today with wind chills again below zero at times. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Many warming centers in the area will stay open today. You can find the closest to you by calling 211. There will be a push to pass that Racine referendum. In other communities where voters are asked to raise taxes, social media and specialized websites are created by the district or municipalities pushing for passage. Racine Unified had a website up within hours of passage by the board. The district is looking to spend an extra $190 million over the next 5 years to slow financial problems. The question is set for the April ballot. Kenosha Unified voters have a referendum on their February ballot, with in-person information sessions taking place until the vote. You may have already seen that cop camera footage from a fiery crash in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department put out that video yesterday, along with news that deputies saved a woman from a burning vehicle. That happened last week following a two-car crash at KR and 45 in Union Grove. The deputies got to the scene to find a Honda on fire with an unresponsive female driver trapped inside. They were able to get her out and used fire extinguishers to douse the flames. And again, one more cold day, the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 6. We'll be right back.
Wax Museum Nugget, song you haven't heard on the radio for a while, coming up in a matter of minutes on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Getting to be about 9:45-ish, and that means another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget right around the corner. And this one from one of the original boy bands, and it's a rocker. It's next on WRJN.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Please.
It was phase, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Opening the vault door another time for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. And this song, I'm fond of this song because when I was starting out in the business, I would play 45s in bars. And to get people out on the dance floor, I would often use this song, and it often worked. Doesn't sound like anything else that the Osmond Brothers did, but it's a pure rocker. And wait till you hear where this song showed up 49 years after it was on the charts. The song I'm talking about, Down by the Lazy River, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Down by the lazy river, come.
doesn't sound like anything else that the Osmonds did. Down by the Lazy River, early 1972. In early 2021, that showed up on TV in an episode of South Park. Right? Totally unexpected. The Osmond Brothers, Down by the Lazy River. And if you think that's a dance-alongable song, when you hear the sing-alongable, you won't be able to not sing along with the song that's coming up, The Nugget at 1:45-ish, here on WRJN. Number one from the Temptations, got knocked out of the top spot by 8 Days a Week by the Beatles. Just FYI. WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no.
means you'll meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe,
if the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway,
twice on the pipe.
Here, Hometown Radio, refreshed, WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Senate confirmation hearing is underway on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's runner-up choice for Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley opened the proceedings.
Ms. Bondi is highly qualified. And, of course, as we all know, a change is desperately needed.
Grassley highlighted